proud to announce that effective January 2nd, a new license plate option will be available to all Hoosiers. We were the first state to embrace the National Support Our Troops campaign to enable Hoosiers to actively, through care packages, pen pal relationships, supportive families at home, show their love and appreciation for those on active duty today. And the Support Our Troops license plate, which we will unveil here in a second, will enable those who want to financially contribute to the fund that supports the families, any family of someone serving who runs into financial difficulty. So I want to thank Senator Mike Delf, who spearheaded this effort, those members of both parties who made it possible. I just don't doubt that many Hoosiers will choose both to display their patriotism through this plate, but also to make a financial contribution to support the families who make a sacrifice we all know that at many times is every bit as real and significant as that the serviceman or woman is making. So thanks to everybody, all the groups here who have made this day possible, and I hope many Hoosiers will take advantage of this new opportunity. Sergeant Brown, you want to help me do this?
Yes, sir.
I think we agreed that this might be above the pay grade of General Umbar. There you go. We welcome your questions.
Governor, with the war being as controversial as it is and three more soldiers dying in recent days, a soldier in from Indiana killed in recent days, are you worried this is looking pro-war, the license plate itself?
This is a state of patriots, and people can disagree about a given policy, but I never meet a Hoosier who fails to appreciate the debt we owe to those who have served and those who are serving now. And this is a very non-political, I believe, statement that this plate makes and gesture that anybody purchasing it makes simply is to say that we appreciate the cost of freedom and very much appreciate and love those who give of themselves in this most direct way to protect the freedom we enjoy.
Governor, do you know how much money you expect to raise with this?
I honestly don't. I would expect uptake to be significant, again, based on the both the opportunity to express support for those who protect and defend us, and also to make a direct contribution to such a worthy cause. Sherry and I made a personal contribution to the Military Families Relief Fund. I've proposed and proposing to the next General Assembly in our package of measures to improved treatment of our veterans and active duty personnel. I'm proposing some matching dollars to encourage other people to make contributions to that fund.
So is it that you can get the plate and just make the contribution you want to the plate, or how does it cost?
Well, the plate costs $35, of which a piece goes directly to the fund, and then, of course, citizens are free and encouraged to make direct contributions as well.
Can you talk about how families can get access to this relief fund, and what kinds of things do they need this money for?
Well, maybe General Umbarger, you administer or at least oversee much of this. Maybe you'd like to say a word about the typical situations in which a family is here. Step up here.
Well, you have many.
Step up here.
You have many instances where a soldier spouse or a family spouse takes off and they're serving our country, and maybe that individual can repair a vehicle for maybe $50, but the vehicle, the wife's there, she used to work, she can't work anymore, she has two children, the vehicle breaks down, takes it to the local place to get fixed, and it's $1,000. We know how that is. She wasn't taking advantage of it. That's just what it cost. And so she puts it on a credit card. You know, it's an expense she wouldn't have incurred had her husband been home to repair it. So those would be a situation where this relief fund would be able to help. And we do have a lot of spouses that normally work that cannot work once their spouse is deployed.
Thank you.
And so it's case by case, and they approach the fund one by one.
As a follow-up to that, can you tell us how thankful are you that this fund is available and this license plate has been made available? Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think all of us here, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that are serving are very thankful for this. You know, the families are the ones truly that do sacrifice a lot, as the governor said. And this is a means by which, if they do get into economic difficulties, we will be able to help them. And I can't tell you the number of times I have citizens say, what can I do to help the soldiers, the airmen, sailors, Marines? And this is a way by which they would be able to do it. Well, there's close to 20,000 Indiana Guardsmen, sailors, airmen, Marines of the reserve component that serve. I know in the National Guard we've had over 12,000 deployed since 9/11. So I would say it's close to 80 to 90% of all those reservists have served in some capacity, so they would be eligible for some type of assistance.
Thanks, Marty. Anything further?
On an unrelated topic?
Yes.
Can I ask you about the bills that have been filed that would require you to jump through more hoops in order to outsource or privatize some parts of state government? What your thoughts are about whether there should be any legislative oversight or state budget committee oversight of those contracts?
Well, oversight over any activity of government's a good idea. I think the bills are a bad idea. State government has always contracted for services. There are thousands and thousands of contracts. Nobody ever held a hearing over a single one of them before. Let me just say, the step we just took, I'd be happy to debate with anybody. There's probably no decision we've made that is more straightforward. Taxpayers will receive savings of probably $1 billion or more. We'll have a leaner, cleaner welfare system. We'll get out from under the threat of penalties from the federal government for the worst welfare to work record in America. And we'll get 1,000 new jobs from IBM as a bonus. This is a pure case of good government and taxpayer protection versus big government and special interests. That's why we spent 2 years on it. That's why I put a special review committee in place and spent an extra several months on it. That's why we made a lot of changes from what we had seen other states do. We're convinced we have learned from all of those things. But let me just say the status quo is indefensible. And if you're a taxpayer, you've been paying millions of dollars more than you should have. If you're worried about waste and fraud and abuse in government, here was the center of a lot of it. And we needed to make change, and this won't be perfect, but no such step is. It will simply be vastly better than the system that we have known.
And again, are you confident that it will be implemented smoothly and timely?
I'm confident that there will be a problem somewhere along the line, but I'm totally confident that it is a dramatic improvement in the public interest, and particularly for the taxpayers of this state.
Governor, back to the license plate, will veterans and active troops and their families be exempt from the fee purchasing the license plate?
Not as the bill set up, Mike. I guess that's
correct.
But let me take the opportunity to point out that although I think no one intended it, our treatment of our veterans and active duty personnel in a state that loves these folks has slipped out of date in many respects, and I've sent to the legislature a package of changes, for instance, to modernize the tax exemptions for active duty pay and veterans pay. We have them, but they haven't been changed in 30 years. And so there are a number of ways in which I think we need to bring current our laws so they fully reflect the patriotism and love and respect Hoosiers feel for those now serving and those who have served.
Governor, how many plates has the BMV pre-ordered in anticipation of the
Ron?
Yeah.
get that to you offline. They'll be ready to come. I mean, we have ample production ordered, I know, to start serving January 2nd. So at that time, any interested individual can come into the branch, get their plate. I can give you the specific volume offline.
They'll be made at the corrections department, as I recall. So if demand is high, we ought to be able to meet it. Overtime will not be a problem.
They don't have to wait until the renewal period, do they? They just have to pay for the plate and renew at the time they purchase the plate.
Correct.
Do you know how many people purchase specialty plates in the state anyway? Or special recognition plates, I should say?
No, we have about 43 specialty plates, so we're leading closely in the nation there. I don't have the entire volume on the top of my head.
What's the most popular?
Kids,
I
think it's the kids plate in most recent years. But let's get that for anybody who's interested. Yeah.
Governor, one more thing on the advocacy deal.
Yeah.
Would you welcome the input from advocacy groups to suggest changes or review this transition and recommend changes?
Sure. We've been in constant contact. You might remember that advocates for the disabled, for the elderly, for the mentally ill, and others were here endorsing the plan, and that's because on the day we announced it, and that's because we've been working with them for 2 years. They know. I mean, remember that when you ask the clients of the current system, 2/3 of them say it's no good, that the customer service is bad and needs to be improved. So this will lead to better service, even while it saves hundreds of millions in tax dollars, reduces fraud and abuse in the system, and brings new jobs to Indiana. So we've kept the interest. Yes, we're out to protect taxpayers and clean up this system, but we've kept the interest of its deserving recipients uppermost from the very beginning. I met him once or twice as a young man. I don't claim to have known him. I knew people who worked for him very, very well and had the same respect and admiration for him that I think most Americans feel. He brought Midwestern honesty, decency, truthfulness, humility to the White House at a time this nation needed it most. And he placed his own political interests behind the interests of America and took actions he thought were in the interest of this country, even knowing that it would injure him politically. And he should never be forgotten for that. Thank you very much.